Good morning. In Parshas Mishpatim, the Torah tells us of the onish, the punishment of a ganef. Even though he stole a certain amount, has to pay kefil, if it's tavach, mochar, then he has to pay even more, dal v'heiv, for a seif, dalid, for a shor, five times as much. And the Gemara asks, in Baba Kama, the Talmidim asks Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, why is it so? The Torah is more machmer on a ganef over a goslin. A goslin steals something, just gives it back. Whereas by a ganef, has to pay the kanas, kefil, dal v'hei. So Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai answered is a basic fundamental difference. In reference to a goslin, he equalizes his the Ribbono Shel Olam, Kavod Kono, and Kavod Eved. It doesn't make a difference if he's exposed, everyone sees him, or he secretly he takes something from someone. He shows that he'll even do it when he's exposed, where God sees him, where the world sees him. He takes something that doesn't belong to him. This is not as severe as a ganef. That's not hishru, kavod amokim, a kavod evit, but he has more fear for a man than he has for a kodesh baruch hu. Therefore, he lacks, as Rashi says, the yiras Hashem. He has more fear for man than he has for the Ribbono Shel Olam. When Yisro suggested to Moshe that he should find judges that are Yorah Lekim, so the Ibn Ezra says, below Yorah Yodim. The Yiras Hashem should be stronger than Yiras Odom. And therefore, Rashi says that he lacks the Yiras Hashem, therefore the Onish comes. I would think the punishment should come because it caused sorrow to someone else. He took away a person's belongings. That's why he should be punished. And we see that's not the reason only. The reason is because he lacks Yiras Hashem. The same Gemara is found in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas Chof Ches and Beis mentions that the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, before his Ptira, before he passed away, he said, Rebbe, give us a bracha. Give us a bracha. We all know the answer that Rabbi Yochanan gave his Talmidim. That what? That Yehei, Mor Shemayim, Kamor Basar V'dam. He said that your Yiras Shemayim should be the same as the Yiras Adam. That was his answer to the Talmidim. To the Talmidim who were far from being Ganavim, great Tzaddikim, great Talmid Chachamim, this was Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's answer that you should have the same yira for a Kodesh Baruch Hu the way you have for Adam. One could ask a question. You're putting together two Gemaras. Two Gemaras. Gemara in Ayin Tes and Baba Kama and Chaf Ches and Brachas. And he says the same words that a ganef, a simple person that steals, has a greater punishment because he has more fear for man than he has for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And this is what you say to a ganef, and therefore he's punished so severely. When Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai gave this bracha, gave this idea to his Talmidim, who are Tzaddikim, and he said to them, Tzaddikim Talmidim, the greatest madrega in life is that you should fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way you fear man. This is said to the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. You don't say this to a ganef. His same drasha, the same drasha. For the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, I can understand. They're in a higher madriga. But for a simple person, he's punished because of the same reason he lacks the Yiras Hashem. He has more year for man than he has for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you see from the both Gemaras that this concept of Yiras Shemayim is not for the elite, for a certain group, Hasidim, for a certain group, there are halachas for a certain group. In a certain group, there's certain halachas of Hasidus, of the Flimi Shuras Adin. It's for a certain group, for a certain tzaddik. In Bitochim Bashem, it's for a certain group. But when Yiras Shemayim, as the Rambam says, Yiras Shemayim, that everyone, no matter what type of Jew it is, has kol adam yochol yo sadik kemoish rabbeinu olvashon or rosh kerovim ben nevot. The concept of Yiras Shemayim is not for a certain group, it's for everyone, to be Yor Devar Hashem. What do we mean by Yiras Shemayim? You throw around that term all the time, Yiras Shemayim. If we look at the chinuch and mitzvah, Tov Lam and Beis in Parshas Ekev, the chinuch mentions Yiras Hashem apaneinu tamid, to be Yor Hashem, as Hashem Achecha Tira. And he says, the Tira is that a person should be afraid of the Onish. Shorish HaMitzvah B'Yiras Hashem Nigelucho Roy HaShemesh K'Hashmir HaGdolo Min HaChet Hu Yiras Onish. The Yiras Hashem means Yorei HaOnish. I'm afraid of the punishment. That is the Yiras Hashem. If a person stops doing something, even though he has a desire, because he has a fear of the consequences, that's a Yiras Shemayim. The Gra adds on more than that. The Gra says a Yiras Shemayim is b'chol rega v'rega, every moment of a person's life. That means to say as follows. People get together and they speak about certain people, and in your heart and in your mind, you have a juicy piece of Lashon Hara to say about this individual. And you don't do it. And when you tell your friends, they'd be very interested in hearing every word you were going to say. They won't ask you to repeat it. They'll remember it the first time. And you hold yourself back for 3 minutes, for 4 minutes, because it's Lashon Hara. And finally, after 6 minutes, you explode and tell your friends this piece of Lashon Hara like a schmuck. Wow, no one knows this. And it's the truth. Lashon Hara is the truth. It wasn't checking. It's the truth. I ask you, does he get an Avera? Sure. Why did you have to dramatize? He spoke Lashon Hara. Why did you have to say it took him 6 minutes to speak Lashon Hara? I had a mind not to eat chazer, and after 6 minutes, I ate chazer. You're never in a error. Why are you going through this dramatization of telling us after 6-7 minutes he couldn't hold himself back? So the Gra says, but for those 6 minutes that he held himself back, he was mekayim a mitzvah. What mitzvah? He spoke Lashon Hara. He ate chazer. He ate machlos asuras. Yiras Shemayim. Those moments, that's Yiras Shemayim. That was Yiras Shemayim. It's not the idea that people think, I'm a goner. I'm a goner. I can't hold myself back. That's Yiras Shemayim. True, he didn't reach the higher Madriga. True. But the mere fact that you held yourself back and realized why, not just because I'll hurt the person, I feel sorry, my information is not proper, maybe it's not true, everything I'm telling you. No, it's Yiras Hashem, the Oynish Yiras Shemayim. This is a Madrega of Yiras Hashem. This is Yiras Hashem. He said this many times. The first president of Yeshiva, of our Yeshiva, Dr. Do Revel, would go around many times and slap a Tom in the back and ask him, how is your Yiras Shemayim today? How is your, that's not a shtick. A shtick? That's not a shtick. That's a chizuk. How is your Yiras Shemayim today? We're so involved, we never think of this. Yiras Shemayim, hold myself back. Yiras Shemayim. I would have done it, but no. the Yiras Hashem. Ve'ela mishpatim eshetasim lefneim. Yes, the Umis Oilam also have laws. Ve'ela mishpatim eshetasim lefneim below the Umis Oilam. Everything is found in Parshas Mishpatim. Is not given to Umis Oilam. They don't have laws, social laws, monetary laws. Yes, they do. But the laws are not on the same plateau as our laws. The laws are to bring your Shemayim. Not it's not nice to hurt your chaver, to take away from your chaver. It's your Shemayim. The underlying factor is Yiras Hashem. To have Yir for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To realize that you are a Nivra and not a Borei. To realize that you have a purpose in this world. To realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created you for a certain purpose and a certain tafkid in this world. And this is the Yira. The Yira. And this is the Ilei HaMishpatim. And there's a difference between a ganef and a gazlin, and this is the bracha that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai gave his talmidim. This is a bracha. There's a bracha. To remember all the time, Ruach Hashem show me moch kim liiroso. Yir is shemayim. To have a yira. To have a yira. The way sometimes I feel I want to double park. I really do. I want to pump right by the pump. Right by the pump. You know why I don't do it? Now I'm such a good citizen. I have a yira because someone told me they give out tickets in this area. This is not where we live. This area they give tickets, and that's why I stop. And I don't pump. I don't drive. I don't park my car by the pump. Yira. Transfer this yira to a higher madriga, to the yiras Hashem. Yirish Hashem hi yotzara. This is our answer. This is our purpose. This is our treasure in life. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your call. We'll start the first year in a couple of minutes.